The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When VDOT needed land for an interstate highway exchange in Hampton Roads, the agency went through the usual process of condemnation and acquisition. That led to a disagreement that's still not settled 5 years later. More from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a nice story by Dave Forster, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, about what is happening, a trend apparently, in VDOT cases involving condemnation proceedings.
Now, the state determines what it thinks the land is worth, and it makes an offer. David, what was the offer here?
In this case, a couple from Virginia Beach, James and Janet Ramsey, VDOT wanted 4/5 of an acre for an interstate interchange. The highway department offered them $248,000. VDOT put the money in a bank account. The couple, as is their right, took the money out and invested it.
The Ramseys thought the land was worth more, so they sued the state. That case is still in court, but David, now there's been a major twist in the story.
Lo and behold, a few years later, VDOT comes back with an appraisal that says the land's only worth $92,000. And they're asking, according to the landowner, ask them to return $158,000.
The suspicion here is that the Ramseys are being punished for the lawsuit. Here's what their attorney, Jeremy Hopkins, told WAVY-TV in Norfolk.
We're seeing VDOT threatening owners on the front end, that they'll tell owners in the negotiation process, if you don't take our number, we can go get a lower appraisal.
And David, VDOT says what?
They claim it's not a tactic they use, but they make people aware that if they dispute a case and it goes to court and there's additional appraisals, they do run the risk that the actual original offer, which seemed too low to the landowner, might actually seem pretty fair.
Our second story this week is also citizen versus government.
This is a story by Patrick Wilson, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, about a situation in the city of Norfolk where a man named Mike Imprevento opened up an Italian restaurant and ran into some problems with the local government agencies that review how property is renovated or changed in a historic district like downtown Norfolk.
He had given the city a plan for how his sign would look, but what ended up on the front of the building wasn't quite the same.
Apparently the building had some pock marks in it, and he had proposed he would fill the pock marks and then attach the four letters of the sign directly to the building. Instead, he put the letters on a backing board and attached the backing board to the building.
He had also made a couple of stylistic changes, which the city found to be not as elegant as the original design. Then there was some sharp exchange, during which Imprevento questioned the elegance of the Subway restaurant sign across the street. But David, they finally worked it out.
The Planning Commission came along later, took a field trip out, looked at the sign, thought, well, maybe he had not done things quite right, but they would let him keep the sign if he would pay a fine of $255.
And so he did. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper stories from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.